Here are some 1 PM observations from around the area. In Marion, light rain was falling. The temperature was 69 degrees. The dew point was 68, and the relative humidity 94%. The wind was southwest at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 30.23 inches and steady. At Pulaski, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 72 degrees, the dew point was 68, and the relative humidity 88%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.18 inches and steady. In Richlands, the temperature was 72 degrees under cloudy skies. The dew point was 69, and the relative humidity 92%. The wind was calm. The pressure was 30.21 inches and steady. At Blacksburg, skies were cloudy. The temperature was 72 degrees. The wind was southeast at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 30.21 inches and steady. In Roanoke, the temperature was 77 degrees under cloudy skies. The dew point was 69, and the relative humidity 76%. The wind was variable at 3 miles per hour. The pressure was 30.15 inches and falling. Elsewhere across Virginia, in Abington, the temperature was 70 degrees with light rain. At Lonesome Pine, it was 68 degrees with light rain. In North Carolina, at Mount Airy, the temperature was 77 degrees with cloudy skies. At Ashe County Jefferson Airport, it was 65 degrees with heavy rain. In Wilkesboro, the temperature was 77 degrees and cloudy. At Boone, it was 67 degrees with heavy rain. In West Virginia, in Bluefield, the temperature was 70 degrees with cloudy skies. At Pineville, it was 79 degrees and cloudy. The current time is 1:45 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Forecast summary: a stalled front over North Carolina moves north into Virginia today. This front will continue to bring a chance for heavy rain and isolated thunderstorms through this evening. The weather pattern stays active through the beginning of next week with periods of showers and thunderstorms and gradually warming temperatures. And now a special weather statement. At 1:41 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Doppler radar was tracking a cluster of strong thunderstorms along a line extending from near Baywood to near Laurel Springs. Movement was east at 20 miles per hour. Hazard: heavy rain and wind gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Source: radar indicated. Impact: gusty winds could knock down tree limbs and blow around unsecured objects. Locations impacted include Galax, Sparta, Laurel Springs, Ennis, Stone Mountain State Park, Baywood, and Abshires. If outdoors, consider seeking shelter inside a building. Locally, heavy rain will quickly reduce visibility and result in ponding of water on roadways, standing water in low-lying areas, and minor flooding of creeks, streams, and areas of poor drainage. Drivers are urged to slow down and use extra caution to avoid hydroplaning. Now for the National Weather Service forecast for the New River Valley, including Woodville, Max Meadows, Marion, Speedwell, and Pulaski. This afternoon, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms. Near steady temperature around 70. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms until midnight. Patchy fog. Lows around 60. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 20%. Sunday, partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Patchy fog after midnight. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. The forecast for the Mountain Empire of Virginia, including Willows, Galax, and Elk Creek. This afternoon, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms. Near steady temperature in the upper 60s. North winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of thunderstorms with a slight chance of showers until midnight. Patchy fog. Lows in the lower 60s. Southeast winds around 5 miles per hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 50%. Sunday, partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the upper 70s. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of rain 50%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 50%. Finally, the forecast for the northern foothills of North Carolina, including Mount Airy. This afternoon, showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may produce heavy rainfall. Near steady temperature in the lower 70s. Northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms until midnight, then a slight chance of showers after midnight. Patchy fog. Humid with lows in the mid-60s. East winds around 5 miles per hour until midnight, becoming light and variable. Chance of rain 50%. Sunday, partly sunny. Patchy fog in the morning. A slight chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Humid with highs in the lower 80s. North winds around 5 miles per hour, becoming southeast in the afternoon. Chance of rain 70%. Sunday night, mostly cloudy with a slight chance of thunderstorms. Showers likely until midnight, then a chance of showers after midnight. Patchy fog after midnight. Humid with lows in the upper 60s. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of rain 70%. The extended forecast for the New River Valley and the northern foothills of North Carolina. Monday and Monday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 50%. Tuesday and Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Highs around 80. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 50%. Wednesday and Wednesday night, showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Highs in the upper 70s. Lows in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 80%. This is NOAA Weather Radio, All Hazards, WZ2500, broadcasting from the National Weather Service office in Blacksburg, Virginia, and transmitting on a frequency of 162.450 MHz from an antenna located on the WVTF Communications Tower on Sand Mountain, in Wood County, Virginia. Flood advisory in effect until 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this afternoon. What flooding caused by excessive rainfall is expected? Where, portions of northwest North Carolina, including the following counties, Allegheny, North Carolina and Ashe and southwest Virginia, including the following county, Grayson. When, until 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Impacts, minor flooding in low-lying and poor drainage areas. Water over roadways. Additional details, at 1:51 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. Minor flooding is ongoing or expected to begin shortly in the advisory area. Between 1 and 2 inches of rain have fallen. This includes the following streams and drainages: Bear Branch, Beaver Dam Creek, Elk Creek, Grassy Creek, Bridle Creek, Brush Creek, Little Peach Bottom Creek, Crab Fork, Little Pea Creek, Little River, Fox Creek, Helton Creek, Flank Pond Branch and Farmers Branch. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are expected over the area. This additional rain will result in minor flooding. Some locations that will experience flooding include Sparta, Independence, Mouth of Wilson, Laurel Springs, Stratford, Twin Oaks, Bridal Creek, http://www.weather.gov/safety/flood-turnaround, Don T. Drown when encountering flooded roads. Most of flood deaths occur in vehicles. When it is safe to do so, please send your reports of flooding, including mudslides or flooded roads, to the National Weather Service by calling toll-free at 1-866-215-4324. Reports and pictures can also be shared on the National Weather Service Blacksburg Facebook page and on Twitter.